What I think when I worked for a fintech. I was at Fannie Mae before. I left for 2 years, went to a fintech, came back. And what the head of single family said to me is, I said, you know, why, right? What are we doing? And he said, you know, they may not ever be the largest delivering volume, right? They're not going to be a Wells Fargo by any means. But what we can learn from fintech lenders and through their technology, they're gaining efficiencies, you know, lower cost of funding. They're just doing everything so drastically different than sort of a traditional, you know, mortgage banker. We want to work with them on the technology front. We want to embed them in our pilots. We want to make sure that we're learning how they're changing the mortgage industry and that we're keeping up with them. And then we're taking those learnings to other lenders. Mm-hmm. That's on the lending side. On the technology side, you know, it's all about how do we promote our technologies within their technologies, right? So if Blend stands
up. So you're kind
up,
of selling fintechs
that's right
to buy into Fannie Mae technology.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, because all it does is help the ecosystem, right? And all of these lenders, right? So if a Blend stands up their own point of sale system, if we can put our DVS into, which is Day One Certainty Programs, Data Validation Services is what that stands for. So we're validating income, assets, and employment up front in the process, then we can,
So DVS is part of Day One Certainty.
That's right.
Okay, and so your income,
assets, and employment,
So
verifications. That's right.
And that ties into the automated underwriting, or that is automated underwriting,
it
essentially.
Is.
That's the new version of automated underwriting.
That's right.
It's more robust than traditional automated underwriting.
That's right.
So you can have underwriting decisions faster. Is
that's
the conceptual thing?
That's right.
Okay.
We've got some
Does it come with rep and warranty relief in that piece?
It does. If you check those three boxes, that we're never going to ask you for it again.
You're done for life alone?
Life alone.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, and so what I think what's happening in both those spheres, right, in the technology service providers, they're wanting to integrate those services because they can then go market it out to lenders, right? For these lenders like the Betterment and those guys, they're just already using the services and building them up way earlier in the process. So, for example, today, if you go out and use Better Mortgage based out of New York, if you use their loan app on your phone, it's going to immediately ping Fannie Mae and get those three qualifications so that it can immediately come back and render a decision that you're eligible for a mortgage based on these three qualifications, and we'll never ask you for them again.
So basically, they're doing underwriting where processing normally.
That's right.
So they've basically moved underwriting to processing.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Pretty amazing, right?
That's very cool.
So that's why we stood it up. We wanted to learn, we wanted to garner insights from them, and we want to partner for the future and bring that back.
So what does a fintech lender look like?
Do
they have any?
These are some of the characteristics that we put together. These specifically, I think, focus on more lenders, right? So some of the things that we're seeing is these fintech lenders are entering the market. They're building their own point of sale system. They're building their own LOS. So they're not standing up Ellie Mae, which is crazy to us, right? We never thought we would see this.
They're starting up a startup and building another startup within the startup, basically, because they're building all their own tech.
And now it's gone further, Chris.
Have you seen any of those LOSs? Like, are they robust? Are they legitimate?
They're incredible.
Okay.
Yeah. And now, take it a step further. You probably saw this announcement. We're going to talk about later in the program, but we'll talk about it now.
That blows my mind because everyone has always said it's very difficult to build an LOS.
You can do some check and compliance verifications, and LOSs will give you some backing to do some compliance checks, but the interface and the GUI and stuff, they're building all that themselves.
Okay.
It's a hybrid approach.
Gotcha.
But you see like a Better Mortgage out of New York, they are now soliciting and selling their products to other banks. So you saw the announcement with Ally Bank. Well, Ally, this is to your point earlier.
Well, yeah, that's my question. Because more of our bank clients, because of the new capital regs, are getting interested in mortgage.
That's right.
And are scaling up their mortgage because now they can use, you know, MSRs as tier one capital.
That's right. That's right.
So they're partnering with fintechs too? Like that's part of the play here? And they're just doing a fintech backend
to
their existing mortgage processor? Or how does it?
That's exactly right. I mean, it's just an easier entry point for them, right? So you saw Ally Bank get back in the game. They pulled out of mortgages about 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They got back in strong when they just teamed up with Better. They took on all Better's front end, their POS, their LOS, and their fulfillment services. And so they're back in the game. They delivered a couple hundred loans last month in their first month in.
Are they doing just like the interest rate hedging and what else is left?
That's right. That's right.
Not much more.
Not much more. But it's,
I guess, the customer-facing branding piece, right? But the marketing piece?
It's all SDK now, and it's all white-labeled, right? So Better, it's going to give it to Ally. You're never even going to know that Better's platform, that Better's powering any of that behind the scenes if you're an Ally Bank customer. It's pretty remarkable. And I think they've got at least five more of those banks coming down the pipe. And they just raised another $100 million.
Yeah, so I can see that. I can see that happening.
So these are some of the other things. So they built their own proprietary platforms. They're all focused on being a one-stop shop, right? So now all of a sudden we kind of see them buying title agent, title and closing agent shops, right? They're building their own.
When you say one-stop shop, do you mean realty, title, and mortgage in one bundle?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Because that's what I traditionally know. I know that's kind of been Valhalla for the realtors, right? You know, historically, is they've always wanted just kind of a one-stop shopping experience where they can go to their potential customers and say, look, with me, you get everything. You get the bundle, the title, and everything's all rolled up.
And the way that they're producing it, right, is, and Zillow and Redfin are probably the best examples of this today. Better's pretty good at it, too.